This is Dr. Schauer, Associate Dean in charge of postgraduate studies. I'm glad to welcome you again to another lecture in our series of telephone extension programs. Tonight, you have another treat in store for you, packed full of interesting and valuable instruction. I shall therefore limit my remarks to 3 points. First, to thank you for your kind responses to our last broadcast and for your suggestions for improving our program. Second, to announce the completion of the program and the acceptances of the panel members for the third 1951-52 series. And third, to extend joyous Christmas and New Year's greetings to all of you on behalf of the university, the faculty, and the personnel. Please consider yourselves our friends, and most important, as individuals, individual beacons lighting our path toward greater progress in postgraduate dental education. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the man who coordinates our entire telephone program, your moderator for this evening, Dr. Saul Levy.
Thank you, Dr. Schauer. Good evening and greetings to the many thousands of you scattered over the North American continent. It is my privilege to serve as your moderator for the second symposium of the 1950-51 series, and I bring to you periodontia as the subject for discussion. Yes, it is quite a task to complete within 2 hours. Periodontia emerges as a preventive measure to save teeth, the innumerable teeth usually lost because of failure to understand the basic principles involved. Periodontal diseases are curable in a very great majority of cases, especially if recognized early and treated adequately. The old belief that, and I quote, pyorrhea is incurable has vanished, and it is up to a progressive dental profession to take advantage of advancing knowledge and put it to use for the benefit of the very many people who may otherwise become dental cripples. In the main, this evening's discussion will deal with the problems of periodontia as it applies to practical application by the dentist at his chair, that is, diagnosis and local treatment. We all must realize that there is more to the periodontal problem, such as the systemic, constitutional, nutritional, and psychological factors. While on this particular panel, these factors may be neglected, they are nevertheless very important, and we are all cognizant of this fact. Some of these problems have been discussed on other panels and will be dealt with on future panels of the telephone extension program. Before going into the discussion, you should know something about the members of this panel. You have all heard that famous and oft-repeated quotation, "A prophet is without honor in his homeland." You have also heard many times, perhaps, the facetious remark that an expert is a man who knows little but is away from home. The men you will listen to tonight have been gathered together because they are true prophets in their own locales as well as in foreign lands. And they are rightfully considered authorities not only in their own communities but by their very intimates. Throughout the entire country, at all kinds of conferences and conventions, these men have argued, yes, heatedly, almost fought with one another, in an effort to agree on problems presenting in the diagnosis, planning, and treatment of periodontal disease. The very fact that they are willing to meet again and sit around the same table before a class as large as this one indicates their respect for one another's background, knowledge, and skill essential to intelligently discuss tonight's subject. You have already read in your manual the qualifications of and the honors conferred upon these gentlemen. In order that you may become acquainted with their voices and obtain a flash of their personalities, I am going to ask them to introduce each other. Dr. Miller, will you please start?
It is my pleasure and honor to introduce Ballant Orban, who is internationally famous for his research and writings on dental histopathology. Besides his many other activities, he is now director of a research foundation which is his own brainchild and which has already made a deep imprint on dental knowledge. Two things I can say about Ballant, and that is that he is an optimist and that he is a fighter for the right, and he usually is right.
Thank you, Dr. Miller, and I hope that by the end of this discussion, you will still think so. As far as the optimist is concerned, unfortunately, the definition of an optimist is changing so much that recently we have heard that an optimist is a man who believes that the future is uncertain. It is my pleasure to introduce Henry Goldman, a good friend of mine for many years. Goldman is a gentleman, a scholar, and a fine practical periodontist. He is the author of a very excellent book on periodontia, and also author of many scientific papers in the field of periodontia. Dr. Goldman.
Thank you, Dr. Orban. Dr. Dixon Bell of San Francisco is immediate past president of the American Academy of Periodontology. This is, perhaps, the highest honor a periodontist can obtain in this country. Dr. Bell has pioneered the technique of subgingival curettage, and his articles on this subject have been a basis for much of the work that has been carried on in this field. His methods of toothbrushing have not only penetrated through the far west, but have now reached the east as well. Many advocates of the technique that he teaches attest to the efficiency of his method. I feel privileged to have the opportunity to introduce him, Dr. Dixon Bell.
Thank you, Dr. Goldman. The name of our next speaker, Dr. Olin Kirtland, and his method of therapy assume a most prominent part in any periodontal discussion. Some of you know him by reputation and through his writings, but many of you have had the pleasure of a personal contact with him through his teaching activities. He has specialized in this field since 1917, and during these years has presented innumerable lectures and clinics, as well as postgraduate courses in many parts of this country and Latin America. His enthusiasm and willingness to give of his time in teaching and helping his fellow dentists have made him beloved by all. It is my privilege and pleasure to introduce Dr. Olin Kirtland of Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. I have allotted 1 minute in which to introduce Dr. Samuel Charles Miller, a great periodontist and a very fine gentleman. If I had 1 hour, I could tell you only a few of his accomplishments in periodontia. There are certain phases of periodontal treatment in which we hold different opinions. He does not advocate my views in gingivectomy. I do not advocate his views in equilibration. But nevertheless, we are close friends, and now it gives me great pleasure to present to you Dr. Samuel Charles Miller.
Thank you, Dr. Kirkland, for the very generous introduction. I will have my say later, so I will now refer you back to our moderator, Dr. Levy.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now we are prepared to proceed with the evening's discussion. For many years, every periodontist, in fact, every dentist treating periodontal disease, called it anything he pleased and treated the disease in the manner he felt might bring the best results. The man who probably was the motivating power in bringing organization out of chaos to terminology and treatment planning is Ballant Orban. Tonight he will discuss the chart you all have before you on classification of periodontal diseases. Dr. Orban.
Having the classification of periodontal diseases is a necessary forward step in advancement of our discipline. I am well aware of the difficulties in achieving a classification acceptable to all, but a start has to be made. The classification presented here is based primarily upon the basic pathologic tissue changes which occur in the supporting tissues of the teeth. and also takes into consideration